It was right about, right before that exposition, 1909?
Yeah, she was here, and she'd actually worked on several fairs. So she had, I think, what I can gather, she had come to Alaska for the Nome Gold Rush. And at that time, she also was, sort of, she was a collector, as many people were, and she was putting together collections and exhibits. And she had a strong enough network in place that by the time the fair was approaching, she was really petitioning to the Interior Department for the job. So she had, you know, worked her connections, signed, gotten petitions signed, and when she came up with the appointment, she went to 18 different towns. Amazing. I'm just astonished how she could have done what she did back then.
What was her task? What was she charged with?
She was charged to come to the communities and organize women's auxiliaries. I believe many of the auxiliaries were probably in place. I'm not quite sure about that, but she was organizing these women's auxiliaries and giving them directions and guidance. And they were, the women in each of these towns were assembling exhibits of women's work. So the charge was to demonstrate to the rest of the country that, as she says in many, many quotes, to demonstrate to the country that Alaska has real women, by which she meant the more sort of civilized, quote unquote, civilized. They were largely, you know, white women. They were here to help tame Alaska, really, and in a way that would put Alaska favorably in the national spotlight beyond the sort of gold rush mentality that Alaska at that time is also trying to, it's still petitioning for official territorial status, which it gains, I think, in 1912, which is connected, I believe, to the fact of the success of the representation of Alaska at the Seattle World's Fair in 1909.
As far as you know, in Petersburg, there was a women's auxiliary.
There was.
In place
there was. There was definitely a women's auxiliary. As I look through the primary resources, largely many of them are from the National Archives in Washington, D.C. In her correspondence, she says she applauds Petersburg for coming on board late, and although it was the baby of the auxiliaries, it made a very impressive showing. So she was very pleased with the way that the women of Petersburg rallied somewhat at the last minute and got their exhibit together and had one of the finer shows.
Tell me a little bit about your holding workshops in the communities you're going to. How do local people get involved? What are you looking for out of them?
The first day, on Wednesday, the first evening, will be more of a lecture and slide presentation. So it's a way to bring people into the broader narrative of the World's Fair, talk a little bit about Petersburg, involvement, and that's pretty much what we'll do the first day. And then on the subsequent days, it's a local history project, and I've called it a writing workshop, but I'm open to just, you can, all you need to come to the workshops with is curiosity. You don't have to be a writer to come. You can if you want to. You can be. But just bring your curiosity and we'll develop. I'll develop it from there in terms of how we engage with the materials. We might use videotaping if people actually have some skills in the kinds of work that these women did over 100 years ago, then I'm interested in having people share that knowledge. So we might just be, you know, storytelling. We might actually be writing. I want to keep it as loose as possible, depending on, and I'll tailor it to whoever is actually in the workshop.
Okay. The final product, you'll be writing a paper or producing an online site?
That's a good question. There are a couple of sort of final products. One is that this is part of a larger research project that I'm doing. So by being here, it's helping me to sort of open my research up into new areas, get a clearer perspective on the communities themselves. Just, you know, experientially being here is really helpful, and talking to people who say, oh, you know, this is what we were doing, this is what people were doing, or here's something you might not know, and that's very helpful to me. And the other dimension of the project is that we're doing a blog. So it's a community workshop that my intention is to have each of the communities where I'm doing the workshops, the individuals who participate can post to the blog. So that will be the final product.